Okay, Vedanta Sara. Let's do the opening prayer. Akandam Sajivam. Akandam Sajidanandam Avam Manasakocharam Atmanam Akiladharam Ashriye Krishna Siddhaye Parthato Kidvayanandam Atita Dvaita Bhanitaha Guru Narajya Vedanta Saram Bhakshe Yathamati. Verse 60.
Sukshma sharirani
Stula bhutani Chirpadyante. So etebhyaha sukshma sharirani Stula bhutani cha utpadyante. Utpad means to be born, right? Are born, to be produced, to be born. It has half a sense just on its own. You know, it's the fourth atmane pada, has a half a sense. So etebhyaha, from these go refer back to the previous verse, from what? The sukshma bhutas, from these subtle elements. Ablative plural, this case, panchami, plural, etebhyaha. From these, okay, eight from these sukshma sharirani. Okay, from these subtle elements, the sukshma shariras, the subtle bodies, namnas of plural, the sukshma shariras, the subtle bodies, stula bhutanicha, and the stula bhutas, and the physical elements, the gross elements, the subtle bodies and the gross elements are born. From these, the sukshma shariras, the subtle bodies, and the stula bhutas, and the gross elements, stula. You know, sukshma and stula, right? Sukshma sharira, stula sharira, the subtle body and gross body. Here it's sukshma bhuta, the subtle elements, and the stula bhutas, the gross elements that have gone through the panchakarana. So from these, the sukshma shariras, subtle bodies, and the stula bhutas, the physical elements, gross elements, utpajyante, third person plural, are born, are produced. So the nature of the subtle bodies is this next section. Everybody see this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry, I should know this. What's the substantive for etebhyaha?
Etat.
Sorry.
Well, that gets confusing. There's a lot of these words, little pronouns for this and that. There's not just one. There's, you know, the saha would be tet, and then there's
right,
a tet, and there's edis.
Look at the e, you know,
yeah,
as well. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of.
And gm, right, idem, mm-hmm, also. So you have to, sometimes it's hard to keep all these straight, mm-hmm, all the words for this and that. Okay. Mm. Okay. 61. Sushma Sharirani. Saptadasha. Avayavani.
Avayavani.
Linga Sharirani.
Linga Sharirani.
So sukshma sharirani sapta dasha avayava avayavani. The word is avayava, and then put in the sapta dasha.
Yeah, this one skips. Yeah.
What?
I have 62. Yes. That's okay. I'll just skip that. Yeah, yeah, I think I did. Yeah, yeah. Hello. Remember, we noticed that before, and I did go in and fix that.
How many have a version that's missing that verse? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right. No problem. Let me just, I'd like to. Here's some. Okay, verse 61. It's at the bottom. Sukshma Sharirani.
Sukshma Sharirani.
Sapta Dasha Avayavani.
Sapta Dasha Avayavani.
Linga Sharirani.
Linga Sharirani.
Okay, sukshma shariras, namaste plural, the subtle bodies, okay. Sapta desha avayavani. Avayava is a limb, okay. Here, 17 limbs. We usually say 19, but you'll see that they're going to collapse, two of them. They talk about it later on. So sapta desha means 17 limbs. Linga sharirani. Then subtle bodies, which have 17 limbs, for, that's a book of it, for which there are, for whom there are 17 limbs, are the linga shariras. Linga shariras, so you're going to hear sometimes the subtle body be referred to as the sukshma sharira, and just as often as the linga sharira. That's another name for it, okay? Swamiji uses it all the time. So you just have to know, sukshma sharira, linga sharira.
It's the same thing.
Isn't a linga also something that points to something, or stands for something?
It does. It does mean that. Mm-hmm. And the Shiva lingam,
yeah.
But it also means something that points to something, marks mm-hmm. something. There's some connection there with a subtle body being that.
Mm-hmm.
So sukshma sharira, sukshma sharirani, sapta desha avayavani, linga sharirani.
The avayavani is not just neuter plural, it's actually...
All of these are in the neuter plurals because they're all in relationship to the sukshma sharira. Mm-hmm. Sharira is a neuter noun. So the subtle bodies for which there are... And in a bahuvrahi compound,
yeah.
which you haven't learned yet, but what it means, the bahuvrahis are, they actually name, they're like a name. And they're going to, when you do the vigraha of them, there's going to be a form of yesya. like or of yet, like for whom or by whom or in whom. So the this would break down like this: the subtle bodies for whom there are 17 limbs. Okay.
Rami.
Shri Rani.
Oh.
Linga Sharira. Sharira. That's the another name for the subtle body. It's Linga Sharira.
What does Rani mean?
Ani is the nominative plural affix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay, I got one.
Yeah.
It's a simple little sentence, but anyway. The subtle body for whom there are 17 limbs.
Are the Linga Shariras.
Or
all you need to
the
know.
The subtle elements or the subtle.
The subtle bodies.
Yeah.
Are what are known as the Linga Shariras, having 17 component parts. Avayava means a part or a limb.
Okay.
So what I want you to know is that the Sukshma Sharira, the subtle body, is also called the Linga Sharira.
Okay.
And here they're saying that the Sukshma Sharira, also called the Linga Sharira, has 17 components. Okay? And I'll talk later, we often say 19 components, but here they're doing it as 17 components. Okay? Saptadasha means 17.
This is off topic, but there's a Raja and Rani. You know, the Raja Yari is a Rani. That's not this word.
No, it isn't.
That's true.
Yeah, but quiet is. That's all right. You don't have to.
I'm always getting censored around here.
I know. I'm always having to control you.
That's not my
right. Not my secret. You shouldn't be controlled.
Yeah. That's not right.
Quiet now. Okay, let's go to 62. Avayavastu.
Avayavastu.
Jnanendriya Panchakam.
Jnanendriya Panchakam.
Buddhi Manasi.
Buddhi Manasi.
Karmendriya Panchakam.
Karmendriya Panchakam.
Vayu Panchakam.
Vayu Panchakam.
Jeti.
Jeti.
So, Avayavastu. Avayavastu. Jnana Indriya Panchakam. Jnana Indriya Panchakam. Jnana Indriya Panchakam. Buddhi Manasi. Karma Indriya Panchakam. Karmendriya Panchakam. Vayu Panchakam. Chakiti. The Avayavaha, nominative plural for Avayava. The avayavas, the limbs. The two just is separating, okay, it's like saying the vayavas are, because we're referring back to the preceding sentence that says the sukshma sharira, which has 17 limbs.
Oh.
Now that two is say, it's just breaking it out, the
she's
limbs
lifting,
are.
Yeah.
But now this is used as masculine, before it was a...
Because it's a bahuvrahi before, yes, it's a bahuvrahi before, and so it has to take the same gender as the noun that's a bahuvrahi two,
okay.
Which is the subtle bodies. Okay. So here it says, the limbs are the jnana indriya panchakam, panchakam, the group of five, organs of knowledge. Jnana Indriya means organ. Jnana Indriya, organ of knowledge, sense organs. So you should, these are words for memorization, really. You should memorize Avayava, because it comes all the time as being a limb. Swamiji always translates as limb, but also means a part, a component part. But he'll always say for Avayava, limb. So that's a word to memorize. Jnana Indriya, memorize, sense organs. The Jnana Indriyas are the sense organs. Jnanendriya Panchakam, the group of five, Panchakam, the group of five sense organs. Buddhi Manasi, Dwandra, the Buddhi and the Manas in the dual, Dwandra dual. Buddhi Manasi, Manas Manasi, Manoamsi or something. Buddhi Manasi, the Buddhi, the intellect, and the Manas, the fluctuating mind. We'll see that this will be defined later. Buddhi and the Manas, okay. So this is going to be two instead of four. He's, instead of saying the ahankara, buddhi, manas, and chitta, he's going, we'll see, he's just saying the buddhi and the manas. That's why we have 17 instead of 19.
Mm.
Okay? So the buddhi and the manas, the buddhi is the intellect, the manas is the the mind, fluctuating mind. Karmendriya Panchakam, the group of five indriyas, organs of karma, organs of action. That's the speech, hand, feet, generative organ, and evacuation. Those are the five indriyas, karmendriya. So karmendriya panchakam. So you have to know non-indriya, karmendriya. And then vayu panchakam, the group of five wind. These are the pranas.
Mm-hmm.
The five winds. Prana. This is the vital force. Like the pranamaya kosha. Mm-hmm. Usually we don't say the vayu.
Mm-hmm.
You say it enough instead of the pranas. You also will say vayu. So you have to know that. Pranas is the breath, the vayu is the wind. So here, the five for the vital force is the vayu punch, the group of five vital force, the five vital forces is what he says. He doesn't even translate wind. Okay, so vayu panchakam. You know the vital force, the prana.
The in-breath, the out-breath, exhale, inhale.
The exhale, inhale, circulatory system, digestive system, and the peristaltic movement.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the five, prana, pana, upana, dhyana, and udana. Jnana, and we'll go through these one by one, okay? So the jnanendriyas, those are five. So let's see. Avayavaha, two. Jnanendriya, panchakam. That's five. Buddhi manasi, two. Karmendriya, panchakam, five. And vayu, panchakam, cha iti. So these are the limbs of what the components, 17 components of the sukshma sharira, also called linga sharira. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody see?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to do the jnanendriyas. Jnanendriyani. Shrotra. Tvak. Chakshur. Jihwa. Grana. Akhyani. So, jnanendriyani. Shrotra, Tvak, Chakshur, Jihwa, Grana, Akhyani. I know, but if I give you the word, it's Chakshus. It becomes ra in the compound. So, Jnanendriyani, the Jnanendriyas, the organ, sense organs, the organs of knowledge, are, it's going to be the verb, okay, the organs of knowledge are shrotra, the ears, I think shrotra is actually shrotra and becomes tra in compounds. There's certain rules for the compounds, let me just make sure. Maybe there's a okay, that's that short track. That's good. Okay, so keep it a short track. Short track means ears, the ear, twak, sense of touch, okay, chakshu, eyes, jihwa, tongue, grana, ears, akhyani, names. In English, we'll just say which are called, the akhyani, which... The five sense organs, known as, called, shrotra, tvak, chakshus, jihwa, grana.
What was grana again?
Touch, eyes.
Smell. Which one is smell?
Jihwa is taste, grana is smell.
Okay. Or taste and tongue or something?
Yeah.
So, sorry, now, are these...
The ears, the skin, actually, the eye, skin, the twerk, right? Shrotra, twerk, eyes, tongue, prana, nose. But they mean the sense organ.
And these are in a particular order, right?
That's right.
Subtle to gross?
They go from subtle to gross, yeah. Right? Shrotra is akasha, twerk is vayu, chakshu is agni, jihwa is apaha, right? And prana is prithvi.
So they go with mm-hmm.
They go with that.
They're the sattvic. They're going to do this. It's the sattvic aspect of the five subtle elements.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go from the subtle to the gross. So the sattvic, but they're going to tell you all of this next, actually. Okay? Does everybody see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the jnana, and Swamiji will rattle this off, shrikutra, chakshura, jihwa, karana. He'll say this really fast all the time. And there are sometimes there are different synonyms that they use also. Shrotra, twerk, chakshura, jihwa, karana, akhyani. Akhyas are the names.
Oh.
Yeah. Whose names are, or which are known as. You don't have to... We wouldn't necessarily translate that. Everybody see?
Mm-hmm. That's from saying, right? Is that from
saying? Akya?
Is that from like
Kiyati,
from saying?
Or
known?
Just known, or known, or called, yeah. All right, Kandra?
Mm-hmm.
Etani.
Etani.
Akashadinam. Sattvikam shedhyaha.
Sattvikam shedhyaha.
Jastedhyaha.
Jastedhyaha.
Pratak pratak.
Pratak
pratak. Kramena.
Kramena.
Utpadyante.
Utpadyante.
Etani, these, going to the jnanendriyas, right? These. Akashadinam, of akasha, etc., of space, etc. So it'd be akasha, vayu, agni, apaha, prithivi,
mm-hmm.
Right? So from space, from that which begins with space, the most subtle, so these, of that which begins with beginning with space, sattvika amshebhyaha. From the amsha, the part, the sattvika amsha, the subtle part, the sattvic, not subtle, the sattvic part. Amsha means part. From the sattvic part of that which begins with akasha, of the elements that begin with akasha. Etani, these. Utpadyante, do you see the verb?
Mm-hmm.
These are produced. Kramena. Kramena means a consecutive order. Now, akasha has an order. So these are produced in the consecutive order. Right? Protect, protect each one of these separately. From the sattvic part, what's this vyasta? I didn't notice that before. I'm not sure what that means. That word kramena comes up a lot. You have to understand the meaning of it because it never translates as neatly as we can use it in the Sanskrit.
And that means in consecutive order?
Consecutive, yeah, in sequence, in consecutive order, consecutively. Yeah. Like the idea is if you have akasha, vayu, agni, apaha, prithvi,
right.
Then this is going to go in that same order,
yes.
Okay?
That's right. Settle the growth.
Oh, here vyasta just means taken or considered separately. That's all it means. Each one of them individually. So let me explain that. So your basic sentence is etani utpadyante. right? These are produced. What are these? The jnanendriyas. These sense organs, the jnanendriyas, they are produced. How are they produced? In consecutively, kremena. Okay, so now, these jnanendriyas, ipajyante, are produced from each vyasta, taking each one separately, from each individual sattvic, you know, the sattvic, I'm sure the sattvic part of the five of the elements beginning with akasha. So the vyasta means you just take them one by one. So first it would be the sattvic amsha of space, then from the sattvic amsha of vayu, then the sattvic amsha of agni, etc. Okay, so they are produced protect one at a time, individually. Protect means individually and in that order, in the same order as the space. That's the kremena, in the consecutive order. Does everybody understand that? So we would say these are produced consecutively, one at a time, protect each one, right? Mm-hmm. From the subtle aspect, from the sattvic aspect of space, etc., each one just is taken individually.
You know what's interesting? That whenever I think of them, I've heard that when a person's dying,
mm-hmm.
the last sense that they lose is hearing.
Hearing,
so
yeah.
That's the most subtle. That's
really
interesting.
That's really interesting. I thought of that too.
Mm-hmm.
So does everybody see the grammar? The vyahas are in the fifth case. Mm-hmm. They're produced from, okay? Protect is a commonly used adverb, protect, separate. Right? So each one first, this one, then this one, then this one, then this one. And the vyasta means singling out one at a time. So when you're talking about the sattvika amsha, notice that that's in the plural, from the sattvic parts of space, etc. You have to know that they mean from each sattvic part of each element. Like the one sattvic part of the akasha, the sattvic part of the vayu. That's what the vyasta is saying. Everybody get it?
Mm-hmm.
Easier to read it than translate it into, make it into a nice sentence. That's what's so hard. Translating is hard. It's easier to talk about what it says, but when you have to actually write a translation, you can be... If you're trying to be literal, you have to be careful that you're not trying too hard to be literal. Okay. 65. Buddhiram nama. Nishyatmika.
Nishyatmika.
Antakarna vrittihi.
Buddhi
nama. What we call the buddhi nama is the name buddhi. The buddhi nama means the word buddhi. By buddhi we mean something like that. Buddhi nama. Nama to singular. Nama is I think nama is indeclinable in this sense. Buddhi nama is the nischiatmika antakaranavritti. Antakaranavritti means the thought modification, which is nischiatmika. Nischia, remember the word nischia? Like nischia jnanam?
Mm.
It means firm, steady, decisive.
Yeah.
So the buddhi is that type of antakaranavritti, which is firm, decisive, clear, determinative. What does he say? The internal instrument which determines, he says, but that's not exactly clear. It has to be unfolded. Determinative thinking means?
Decisive.
There's clarity. Knowledge. It's knowledge.
Mm.
If you think of buddhi as knowledge, knowledge is not subject to doubt when it's knowledge.
Right.
So manas is subject to that which is subject to doubt. So buddhi is clear, determinative thinking, knowledge. Okay? Buddhi nama, nishyatmika. So this is another word. All of these words are used all the time. Nishyatmika buddhi, or nishyatmika. You know, the nishyatmika buddhi means the buddhi is determinative thinking. So, antikarana vritti, thought, you hear all this all the time, right? Antikarana vritti, thought modification, buddhi, right? Nishyatmika, determinative thinking. Clear? Any questions on it? Okay.
With the
nishchit,
the atmika,
is that an adjective? Make that into an adjective.
Okay.
Yeah. Means its nature is. It's one whose nature is. Mano nama.
Mano nama.
Sankalpa vikalpa.
Sankalpa vikalpa.
Atmika. Antikarana vritti. Manas nama, what we call manas, the mind. Sankalpa vikalpa. You know, sankalpa is, if you're clear, you have a like a buddhi, you have a thought on something, but then vikalpa comes right away and negates it. That's why Swamiji uses the example, did I lock the door or didn't I? And when the sankalpa vikalpa is there, you can't act because your mind is in a confused state. It hasn't resolved one way or the other. So that's sankalpa vikalpa atmika antikarana vritti. And antikarana vritti, whose nature?
Whoa.
Sankalpa vikalpa atmika, the antikarana vritti, whose nature is sankalpa vikalpa.
Is what?
Sankalpa vikalpa.
Yeah, how would you mean?
Sankalpa means indecisive. Sankalpa is the decision, and vikalpa is the negation.
Okay.
He says pros and cons, yeah, but that's not really what it is. It's not pros and cons. Yeah, fluctuating. Fluctuating, indeterminate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Indecisive is good.
So that includes emotions, right?
Well, not in this definition, but we do put the negative emotions in the manas.
And not the positive ones.
No, the positive are ananda. The ananda marakosha.
Oh,
yeah. The viveka, this isn't discussed in very many places, but it is discussed in viveka chudamani. They go into, you know, a breakdown of the buddhi and the manas and the emotion in the manas.
The positive emotions are considered just the absence of the negative emotions. Is that why they're considered to be in the manas? The positive emotions.
I think the positive, not exactly, but it's getting there. The positive emotions require a shanta vritti. The shanta, because the source of the positive emotion is the ananda swarupa. So in that shanta vritti, there's what we call the ananda maya kosha. You know, and so the karana shrira or ananda maya kosha, where the mind for the moment resolves to bring about the reflection of ananda in the mind.
And that reflection of ananda in the mind is really a reflection of the self, isn't it?
When you say, you have to be careful there, because if you say like that, then the implication is that when ananda is not being reflected in the mind, then the self is being hidden. So you have to remember there's a difference between what we call swarupananda, the ananda which is one's own nature, and the ananda reflected in the mind, where the sattva of the mind creates a reflection that gets a different experience than the ananda which is one's own nature. Otherwise you have to say that one's own nature can be covered.
Right.
Which is a huge problem.
Right.
That's where the whole, you have to meditate in order to be able to experience the self. When the self, when the mind is agitated, the self is covered, like the clouds cover the sun. And so
So you can't say that type of vritti, that the self then shines in the mind, because the self is always shining in the mind.
Yeah, but you can say that the self reflects in the mind, but then you have to be careful to explain that properly.
Complicated.
Did you say the ananda vritti is in the buddhi?
Ananda Maikosha.
Yeah, same.
Well, in that sense, they're all vrittis, right? Everything is a vritti.
Right.
Like any emotion is a vritti. The manas is vritti. We're talking about type of vritti, the buddhi type of vritti. Mm-hmm. But when the ananda is experienced, the vritti is, in effect, at that time, the karta, the ahankara resolves, in a sense, into the ananda mayakosha at that moment of ananda.
Yeah.
And so there's a shanta, I say shanta vritti. Because when we're talking about buddhi, we're talking about determinative thinking. You know, so we're just making a differentiation there. You can say it's in the buddhi. If you want to say that, then you have to
just
say...
That's what you were saying.
I'm sidelining it. I'm keeping buddhi for determinative thinking and manas for sankalpa vikalpa in the way that we talk about it here. Now we've brought in, Danya has brought in another aspect, emotions. That's all right. She's brought in emotions. In the way they're unfolding it here, we're not dealing with emotions. So when we bring in emotions, we're now going to talk about where are the negative emotions? We'll say they're in the manas.
Mm.
Where are the positive emotions? We'll say they're in the ananda mayakosha.
Okay.
Okay. So it's kind of bringing in different...
Where's the ananda mayakosha?
The ananda, if we look at through in terms of koshas, the ananda mayakosha is put together with the karana sharira. The stula sharira, anamaya kosha. Sukha sharira, pranamaya, manumaya, vijnanamaya. Anandamaya is likened to the karana sharira. And so there's a certain resolution of the mind that takes place at the moment of ananda. I know it's a little confusing. They do it very well in the Viveka Chidamani. I should pull that out and do it for you. So mano nama sankalpa vikalpatmika antakarana vrittihi. Then anayoho eva eva anayoho reva chitta ahankara yoho antarabhava anayoho eva chitta ahankara yoho antarabhava. This is of these two means the buddhi and the manas. So or in these two alone, the chitta ahankara yoho antarabhavaha. Antarabhavaha means being inside. Antara is inside. Antarbhavaha means being inside, interior. There's the being inside of the chitta and the ahankara of these two. Means in the chitta and the ahankara are in the buddhi and the manas. That's all it means. I was just trying to be literal. In these two, indeed, for the chitta and the ahankara, there is eternality, a state of being inside. There is a state of being inside for the chitta and the ahankara. Inside of what? Inside of these two. Inside of what two? The buddhi and the manas. So let me tell you what it means in English. The chitta is put in the manas. The memory is included in the manas. The memory is included in the mind. The chitta is included in the manas. The ahankara is included in the buddhi. So remember when we say there's four types of vrittis, antakarana vrittis. We usually go like this: ahankara, buddhi, manas, and chitta. We usually go in that order. Ahankara, buddhi, manas, and chitta. You don't have to, but that's just often. Ahankara, the I notion. Buddhi, determinative thinking. Manas, the fluctuating mind. And chitta, the memory. So the way that he's doing it here is that the ahankara is included in the buddhi, which happens in other places. They do it like that way often. In Viveka Chudamani too, I think I remember it being done that way. So you have to remember that. Mm. That sometimes ahankara is broken out, so you have ahankara and buddhi. Sometimes it's included in the buddhi. For the manas and chitta, the fluctuating mind and the memory, sometimes broken out. Sometimes the chitta is just included in the manas.
So that's just a 17, 19 difference.
That's right, exactly. So if we just, what if we just say buddhi and manas? Then you have to put ahankara, now that ahankara is in the buddhi and chitta is in the manas, chitta's memory.
And it makes sense because the ahankara, you really think that's true, and your chitta, your memories, things sort of come and go.
Yeah, and it's not determinative at all.
Right.
You might make a determination upon it,
yeah.
But in itself, it was.
And these are all part of the mind, isn't it?
These are the four types of antakarana vrittis. Okay.
So the buddhi is determinative thinking, but it doesn't necessarily. Is always accurate thinking, right?
That's right.
It's just
it could be wrong. It could be what we call mithya jnana.
Right.
Like, yikes, there's a snake. And it's not a snake at all.
You're using the Buddha.
Yikes, I'm missing
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you make making a determination. You're certain and you act upon it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just like all of the different darshanas, or you say, I'm the body, you know, for there is no God. Well, all of these things.
Maybe it's not a darshana.
Darshana?
Yeah.
The darshanas are all of the different philosophical systems in India. They're all convinced. But they're right. Let's do two more. Anusandhana.
Anusandhana.
Atmika.
Antakarana
vrittihi.
Antakarana vrittihi.
Chitta. The chitta is the antakarana vritti, whose nature is anusandhana. Anusandhana means memory. Remembering. Anusandhana. Anusandhana atmika, anusandhana atmika, antakarana vrittihi chittam. Remembering, anusandhana is remembering, recalling. So the vritti whose nature is one of recollection is called the chitta. That's the name of that type of vritti. Anusandhana atmika, antakarana vrittihi chittam.
Sorry,
but why does it say, what does it call it, Atmika?
The nature.
Nature of, it's nature. And this, he has this little book, he says, memory is included in the buddhi. That's not right. Memory is included in the chitta. No, I think that. It's not correct. Maybe he says that because of the order. They're using this order. Abhimanatmika.
Abhimanatmika.
Antakarana vrittihi.
Antakarana.
Ahankaraha.
Ahankaraha.
The ahankara, the I notion, is the antakarana vritti whose nature is abhimana. Abhimana means identifying that sense of I in something. Abhimana is the sense of I or ownership in something.
Can it be called identity also?
Oh, the identification with something as I. Yeah, you could say identity as long as that's what, yeah, identity would work. You put your identity there. You have a sense of I there. Sense of I or mind.
Sense of Abhimana in the body.
Yeah, it's a sense of I or mind.
Yeah, Abhimana usually means like a wrongful pride in something.
I think that does have that meaning, but here it's not that. It's amanitvam, adambitvam, amanitvam, abhimana, mani, abhimana. I think it does mean that. But here that's not the meaning. When you say abhimana, that's a sense of I or identity or something. Abhimanatmika antakarana vritti.
I wonder if that's from Hindi. Abhi means always, right? Abhi means always. Abhi means just now.
I just want to make sure that pride is the abhimana. I think it is the same. I think that's true.
There's an old Bollywood movie called Abhiman, which was about that. Someone who was very...
No, Abhiman. About wrongful pride.
Yeah, abhimana, pride, self-respect, honorable or worthy feeling, that's that way. Then conceit, pride, arrogance, that's the negative that mm-hmm. you're talking about. But then there's referring all objects to self, the active mm-hmm. and the ahankara, right? Personality, misconception. Mm-hmm. Then they have conceit, conception, supposition, belief. But we use it technically as that sense of I in something, so the sense of I in mind is how we use it in this. So, okay, abhimana atmika antakarana vrittihi ahamkaraha. Let's do one more. We're okay with this?
Mm-hmm. I have a real question about this sense of I in mind. It can be a correct vritti sometimes, can it not?
Yeah, because we also talk about Ishvara having an abhimana for the whole Sameshri Upadhi. Hmm. You know, the sense of I here, the ahankara, you know, is the sense of I, and we can use it in terms of, you know, when we're talking about the ahankara, we usually mean negatively. I mean ignorance, born of ignorance. But abhimana has more of the sense of I that is brought about by the ahankara, or by the, actually it's the chidabhasa, the reflection of consciousness gives a sense of I, and the ahankara is what labels that sense of I.
Misappropriate.
Even though it misappropriates. But it misappropriates it, but still, as long as the sukshma sharira is there, the body, that sense of I is there. Right? And so the ahankara is what labels that sense of I, even though it's a mislabel.
And that's what Swamiji says sometimes, which I've heard him say, that eva is the most important word in the teaching because you have an eva akimana.
Eva.
Oh, eva, sorry.
Yes. Eva, as though.
Yeah,
that's
as
right.
As though, but it's as yeah. though.
Because the ahankara is still there and smitya. The eva means smitya.
But don't you also say sometimes like sadeva atma?
Is that means alone or definitely.
So it's
a Eva word? Is a different word.
Oh, so
the word the word Eva means indeed, definitely, alone. This alone is the case.
That's
it is only, that's Eva.
Ah.
Then Eva means as though or like. And they're both indeclinable. So Eva, Eva.
And are they in English? Are they spelled differently?
Mm-hmm.
And how is
Eva is A. I mean, in the transliteration, E-V-A.
Right, that's Eva.
Eva, E-V-A.
And that is?
And Definitely.
Definitely.
Definiteness. Indeed. Okay. Alone. Definitely.
Okay.
Eva, I-V-A,
uh-huh.
means like or as though.
So you know what? I might have misspoken. So now I don't know which one you said was most important. It could have been the other one. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean,
no, it would have been Eva.
You think?
Yeah, because
okay.
everything is missed, yeah.
As though.
Yeah, as though, because everything is everything remains. When you have gained knowledge, it's not like you lose
yeah.
your sense organs. You don't lose your sense of I in the body.
Mm-hmm.
You have a sense of I in the body, not in the book.
And you don't lose seeing the mitya.
No, you don't lose your perception of the world. You don't stop having emotions. It's just everything is mitya.
Mm-hmm.
And because you know the nature of the self as the ananda, the nature of the mind changes. It doesn't have all the dukkha vrittis.
Mm-hmm.
The dukkha vrittis, all of the sorrow and everything is brought about by the lack of vairagya. Lack of vairagya is brought about, oh, I need that to be happy. That's what mm-hmm. lack of vairagya is.
Mm-hmm.
It's ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
So as you gain nishtha, the vairagya increases and increases. And vairagya means like the helium balloons.
Mm-hmm.
I can enjoy them, be totally engaged, have a great time, you know, be totally present to and engaged in. And when it goes, I'm so absolutely fine. That's vairagya.
Mm-hmm.
Vairagya isn't this thing where I don't want to be around people or around any mm-hmm. something. You know, this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which people misunderstand that.
Mm-hmm.
And it means that then you do all of this spiritual bypass and,
mm-hmm.
you know, avoidance.
Mm-hmm.
When there's absolutely nothing, no reason to avoid. The reason you avoid something is because there's a lack of vairagya there. You need it to be this way so that you can be happy.
I'm going to go even deeper than that, than I need this to be happy to, I need to be, even the notion I need to be happy, you know.
That notion goes away when you are happy. But by the happiness, I don't mean the vritti, the happy vritti. I mean the wholeness of the self.
Right, that seems important. I find a lot of people think that abiding happiness is like an emotional state, which doesn't allow for unhappiness.
Or, that's true.
You know, to arise, which happens naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I would say, I know exactly what you're saying, I agree with it also, but I'd like to say it a little bit differently, that you have to be able to be happily unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
If you can be happily unhappy, then that's fine. If you can be happily agitated or happily in pain, that's fine. Then there's a vairagya toward the vritti,
mm-hmm.
and it comes and goes,
mm-hmm.
and you're not building a web around it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because all the vrittis will be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sorrowful vrittis and agitated vrittis and tired vrittis, on and on and on and on. But there's nobody hanging on to it and making a deal about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just, it's, you know,
seeming.
Yeah, and it is like that. And otherwise, too, and I think this is your point well taken. You're afraid of your vrittis.
Mm-hmm.
I know. You know, a dukkha vritti's on its way. But that's also fear, you know. It doesn't, it's lost its mityatva.
Mm-hmm.
And as though has some power to cover you. So there's a lack of vairagya involved in that. Not just in the vritti, but in whatever the object of the vritti is.
Can I ask you one thing?
Mm-hmm.
Could you use the word Eva in that sentence for me, like in Sanskrit? Something really simple, but it's actually hard to come up with.
If I said, let's see. I have to think of it like
maybe the rope is like the snake.
I'll find something for you, Karen, because I'm not creative that way.
Yeah.
But here's one.
Great.
On verse 47.
Mm-hmm.
sees a bunch of egos in the school community. You see that Aniyoho?
Mm-hmm.
Aniyoho, Sameshti Vyashtyoho, Vanavrikshayoho Eva. That means like. And then it goes Jala Ashiya, Jala Yoho Eva, Va Abedaha. That's where it's used just as like yata means like, yata, just as like. Eva also means like, right? It means like. So here the aggregate and the individual ignorance, it says Sameshti and Vyashti, the Sameshti and Vyashti, for the Sameshti and Vyashti, Vanavriksha Yoho Eva, like the forest and the tree, Jalashya Jala Yoho Eva, or, it says va, or like the reservoir and the water, there is abedha. There's no difference between the Sameshti and the Vyashti, the total and the individual of ignorance. Like there's no difference, there's abedha. There's no separation between the tree and the forest. The tree is part of the forest. It's totally within the forest, right? The water is totally within the reservoir. So like that, there's no separation between individual ignorance and the collective. And that's an example of like. Another example is if I say prakashate, it shines. Mm-hmm. If I say prakashate eva, it means, in Sanskrit, was that it shines like, it means it appears.
Mm-hmm.
It appears to be like this.
Mm.
It shines as though. Bhati means shines. Bhati eva, it shines as though. It means that it, we would translate it appears.
So you could say like it shines as though silver and the mother of pearl.
And yeah, it shines as though it is silver, but we in English would say it appears.
Mm.
So that's a good example for that.
So could you also just use it literally? Could you just say, Sarpaha Rajuhu eva bhavati, or something like that, you know? That the snake is like the rope.
That's what I'd say, the snake is like the rope. But that would say the rope appears as a snake. If I wanted to say the rope appears as a snake, I would say Rajuhu Sarpam eva bhati. The rope appears as, the rope shines like a snake. The rope shines as though it is a snake. But so we just, if you put eva with a verb to know or to shine, mm-hmm. not to know, usually it's with shine, like mm-hmm. prakasha here, or with bhati, it'll mean appear.
Mm-hmm.
Very
nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, let's stop there. Where did we stop?
59.
And he uses self consciousness for abhimana.
Yeah, that's good. Sense of I is a thing as well.
So Bhati Eva would have a completely different meaning than Bhati Eva.
Yeah, that would be definitely shine.
Yeah,
definitely appears. Yeah, completely different.
Yeah, so I have to
This guy got this thing confused. He has it right in, if you're looking at this book, it should say, this is included in Buddhi or the intellect. On page six, on number 68 in this book.
Yeah.
Memory chitta is that modification of the inner organ which remembers. Think that this is included in buddhi or intellect. It should be manas. And then he makes it clear. He says it right in the next little paragraph. When the antakarana becomes absolutely sure of the existence of the thought, then it is known as buddhi. But when it cannot determine whether it is a thought or something else, then it is called manas. Okay, that's a simile. That's antakarana. Similarly, when the antakarana remembers an object, it is denoted as chitta. Lastly, when it establishes the relationship of I or mind with the object, as for example, in I know the object, I am happy, or mind is known as ahankara. That still doesn't do that. you know, I'm certain of this, but then I don't like to see somebody else do it differently, so I have to look at, I have to look into it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I don't know why he's doing that. I've never heard it like that. So let me look into it, and I'll look for another source. Okay, say a prayer. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.